Good morning, everybody. This is Pete O'Matters, Car Radio, 97.3 FM. Sales news. Yeah, let's talk. We have our good friends and sponsors from Issaquah, Cedar, and Lumber. We have Stacy Kodak back with us. How are you doing, Stacy?
Good.
Good nice to have you back
again. Thanks, you too.
This is like our, third go-around?
Fourth.
It's like this time just flies. We're in our eighth year, and I never thought I was going to last this long in this thing. I think you
like it.
Put up with the yakking. And then we also have a new fella from Issaquah Cedar and Lumber. His name is Brian Cross. How are you doing, Brian?
Very well, thank
you. Good to have you. And so, Brian, just so the listeners know, what do you do at Issaquah Cedar and Lumber?
I'm in sales.
You're in sales, okay. Yes. I want to give a shout-out to your millwright, Jeff.
Yeah.
Jeff, you're listening to this, man. I miss you. Come in the next show. We'll talk more about fun stuff with profiling and all that. All right, we're going to jump in today. We have a different, this is a different side of Issaquah Cedar and Lumber that we haven't talked about, which I'm glad that they brought this to my attention. This is going to be kind of a specialty materials. I mean, you know, if you look at their name, you go, well, okay, they're cedar people, but they do a lot more than that, a ton more. And what I would suggest, guys, is if you want, the best thing to do is just go down there. They have a big showroom, right, Stacy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just get down there. It's 5728 East Lake Sammamish Parkway Southeast. It's near Costco down there in Issaquah. If you guys know where the Costco is, it's pretty big. I've driven by that several times. But go down there and check them out. These products we're going to talk about today, you have them in the showroom?
Mm-hmm, we sure do.
Okay. So let's dive right in. These are traditional wood alternatives. These can be used, some of it for decking, siding, pool areas, if you have a pool. Probably if you do, it's an indoor pool here in Seattle. garden furniture is another application. Mm-hmm. But anything like exterior where there's moisture and, you know, you get beat by the weather, these different wood alternatives, I did some research on these because some of them I hadn't heard of. And being the engineer that I am, I was like, okay, how are these superior to like an Ipe? So I guess that's kind of the standard to measure by, right?
Ipe is a really good comparison because people who are shopping for Ipe are already in a different zone in terms of what they're looking for in hardness, aesthetic.
Yeah, I was because I've done Ipe decks, and I mean, other than ironwood, which is like you have to pre-drill everything if you get a bit into it, Ipe was kind of the standard for dense hardwoods for outdoors.
And Ipe was branded ironwood. That's kind of a that's a confusion that we hear a lot is they really are kind of interchangeable. But definitely it's the primo in terms of the hardwoods that are available.
It is. It's also expensive.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about that. But enter technology.
Ah.
So this is where it gets really, really interesting, guys. And I know a lot of you guys are geeks like me out there. So we're going to talk about the first one here. It is called Resista. And it actually is made out of rice husks. So, Brian, can you talk a little bit about that product first and what it's about?
Yeah, it's a very economical choice in terms of decking or siding, cladding on the side of your home or your building. But as Pete said, it's basically made out of three components. It's rice husk, mineral oil, and rock salt.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, what's the mineral oil in there for? What does that do?
Is
it a binder?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. It might be the binder. Okay.
Binding agent.
And rock salt.
Yeah.
So
and no, you can't eat it.
Yeah, exactly. But it does say that it has some plastic in it. Is that true or is that not true from what I saw on the website? I don't know.
You know, that's not listed as one of the percentage ingredients.
Okay, so it is the mineral oil, the rock salt, and
yeah,
then the rice
60,
husk.
22 on salt and 18 on oil.
Okay, good. Stacey, you know your numbers. Better than me, that's good. If you just joined us too, this is Pete with Home Matters, Cairo 97.3 FM. Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. We're having a discussion here about alternative woods that you can use for decking, for siding, things like that, that are they're just awesome as far as like UV resistance, moisture resistance, things like that. So where did this come from, Brian? How did somebody like go, hey, let's use rice husk for siding or decking?
Well, I think it came from the idea that we wanted to find ways to reuse material in rice husk, for example. I mean, what do you do with that?
Yeah. After that's what I was saying until I read the website. I was like, wow, this is pretty innovative.
Mm-hmm. So instead of putting that in a landfill or incinerator or something detrimental to the environment, people came up with the idea of using the rice husks
for
a product such as Resista.
Got it. And Stacy, so this stuff, I know one of the things that's a theme here, guys, too, we're going to talk about is in any of these products, whether it's rice husk or bamboo, we're going to talk about, there is a sugar and there's a starch, and you got to get rid of that because that's what causes the fungal growth and rot. So what are they doing to resist it, to like remove that from the rice husk? Do you have an idea?
I believe their website is fantastic in going through their whole process of how the raw materials, because these really are raw natural ingredients, how they're processed through the heat. And
so they must be applying some kind of a heat or something to basically burn it off. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a controlled steam process or something like that. It has to be something because you got to get that out of there. Rice has it, bamboo has it. If you want to check the website, it's resistausa.com. That's one way. You can take a look at that. The best way, though, is just go down to Issaquah Cedar and Lumber. These guys are very knowledgeable in these products, and they can actually show it to you.
And we have really wonderful literature that shows graphs and charts and the different components that go in.
And I would want, I mean, just like all of our listeners, I'd want to just go down to like, can I hold it and touch it and feel it and see the colors, you know, like kind
lots
of
lots of colors.
Yeah, and that's a nice part about Resista, too, is that it comes in many different colors.
Okay.
So people have a choice.
All kinds of browns and grays and
blues and greens and reds.
Really?
Yeah.
I want a neon lime green deck. You could have the Hawks deck. That'd be cool. Can you actually get green and blue in that stuff? Really?
Yep.
Well, there you go, guys. You heard it first here. You could have a Seahawks deck out of Resista. So with that, we're going to go to our next segment. We're going to continue our discussion with Resista. We're going to get into some really cool bamboo products, too, as compared to ePay. I'm going to ask Stacy about some costs, because you guys always want to know about that, and I do, too. Like, well, what is this really going to cost me? With that, I'm Pete. This all matters. Cairo 97.3 FM, Seattle's news, Seattle's talk. All right, we are back. This is Pete. What matters? Cairo 97.3 FM, Seattle's news, Seattle's talk. All right, we're having a good discussion here with Stacy Kovats and Brian Cross from Issaquah Cedar and Lumber. We're going to talk about Resista, get back on this topic. This is, as a quick review for all you guys that just joined us, it is a wood alternative. You can use it for decks, for siding, for garden furniture, for your pool areas. Basically, it's made out of rice husk, and it has rock salt and mineral oil. Right, Brian?
That's correct.
Okay. All right, so 25-year rating. Talk to me. You talked about colors, Brian, but what about one of the big things here is you got rain and then you got sun, so there's a UV issue here too as well. So how about UV resistance and fading?
Well, they've done a lot of testing over the years too with UV ratings, and they recommend a stain, which they also have. And so you can stain this, which does help.
Do you
help
have
with
to stain it? Or does it come impregnated with the material color in the...
No, that comes as an option.
Okay.
Although it's recommended that you do stain it if you want to get that complete protection of the UV rays.
So what kind of stain are you putting on this as a application?
It's pre-finished.
Oh, it's pre-finished?
Yeah. It comes a natural tone.
So you choose your color. They do the stain in the factory.
It gets pre-finished, factory stained, and clear coated.
Oh.
Or you can take it natural.
So it's almost like a diamond coat on flooring. So they have a
very
coating?
Very much so, yeah.
Okay. So that's part of the durability aspect of it.
Yes.
All right, and they do talk about it being salt, chlorine, and skid resistance. How does the skid resistance come in, Stacy? Do you know?
It's like a broom finish on concrete.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it has a little bit of a rough. So
it does have a little bit. It's not scratchy. It actually feels really nice under the feet. And I would say that the Resista, another product that you were going to ask us about, very similar. It doesn't have an embossed wood grain in it, so it doesn't look like fake wood. It very intentionally looks like a man-made material.
Yeah, but it just lasts and lasts, which is great. So what about like installation? How do you install this, Stacy? What's the...
With the Resista, it's grooved on the sides, similarly to ePay, and it's installed with...
So it's like a tongue and groove? Tongue and groove with the screws, or...?
It's not a tongue and groove. It's like a clip system.
Oh, okay.
Hidden fastener.
Hidden fastener.
Oh, okay. So on the tongue, then you put the fastener on there to the joist. Is that what you're saying?
Like yeah. So it's slotted on the sides.
Okay. Oh, slotted. Okay. Yeah. So
and then it
that's
also,
where the fastener hooks.
If you do have to do a top fastener, like on a leading edge or a stair, it has a plug system so you can countersink your screw.
Okay. What do you do like match. When there's a butt to butt? How does that work with this stuff?
With most for expansion and contraction, you have to leave a little bit of space.
Yeah.
But there are edge trims that you can use if you have an exposed edge where you don't want to see a board that has the groove on it.
Okay. Got it.
What's nice about this too is that it has a core that's open in the middle of this decking material, so that creates the airflow.
Okay, so that makes it more stable.
Yes.
Yeah. Got it. Okay, so this is pre-finished and it has some kind of a coating, like a diamond coat for durability. What about like maintenance? Do you have to re-coat it, or is it good for life?
It's good for the warranty. They recommend that you put a clear coat on it. I believe it's 10 years.
Oh, wow, that's not bad.
That you recoat it.
And where do I get the clear coat from? Is that from
It's available factory? Through the manufacturer.
So you go to the website and get it there?
Ship it to you.
Okay.
But like anything in the Northwest, you've got to clean the organic air gunk off of
it. Yeah, well, you're going to get...
Nothing's maintenance-free.
Sure, well, yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, no matter whether it's, you know, fungal resistant, you're going to get moss and, you know, that kind of stuff. But you can just hose it off,
yep.
right? Okay. That's very cool. All right, and then what are we talking about for cost on this?
You know, cost-wise, the decking pre-finished runs about $11 a square foot.
Okay, so and compare that to like an Ipe. What is the Ipe?
Ipe is in the $17 to $18.
So it's actually cheaper.
It is less expensive than the 6-inch Ipe.
Okay. How about labor cost to install compared to Ipe? What is that? Is it, do you... Is it equivalent kind of? Because I guess the Ipe is kind of a screwed system, and then this is more of a fastening system. So I would think it's not any more labor intensive. So really, at the end of the day, you're coming out ahead financially on this as a per square foot. And then it sounds like the cost of ownership is not a lot if you only have to re-coat it once every 10 years.
Right. And I think we were talking about this earlier before the show, Pete, where it's an economical choice for a lot of folks. And that's one of the questions that we like to ask, too, when we're talking about decking is this a rental? Is it going to be a long-term home for you?
Yeah.
This kind of gets us thinking about, well, what kind of decking should we be looking at this point?
Okay. And you, Brian, do you talk with them about that at the showroom when they come down? Do you go through?
Absolutely.
Okay. And the other thing I like about it is you can get all these different colors, and if you want to have a Seahawk deck, you can. All right, we're going to get into the next ones. We're going to talk about bamboo versus Ipe, and then we're going to get into a couple of them. There's Zomotec and Dasso or Dasso. Stacy can correct me in the next segment, but really cool products. We're going to talk to Brian and Stacy. Go down to Issaquah Cedar and Lumber. They're at 5728 East Lake Sammamish Parkway Southeast near Costco. Or you can give them a call at 425-392-3631. And can they get you, Stacy, and you, Brian, on that phone number?
Absolutely.
Okay, so ask for Brian or ask for Stacy. Make some fun with it. You can also check them out at cedarexperts.com, but I would recommend just go down there. Have some fun. You guys have coffee and good stuff. Walk around the showroom.
And really bad
make
jokes.
And really bad jokes. Yeah. With that, I'm Pete. This is Sky Radio 97.3 FM. All right, we're back. This is Pete O'Batters, Car Radio 97.3 FM. All right, we're having a good discussion here with Stacy Kovats and Brian Cross from Issaquah Cedar and Lumber. Give them a call, 425-392-3631. You guys really should go down and see these different products. I'm going to go down there this week and check it out. I haven't been there. I want to see their new machine technology you guys got, right? CNC, which is super cool. But I also want to see some of these deck products. So, Brian, when I come in, will you be there on Thursday?
Absolutely.
Cool. I'm going to go down there, and I'm going to check it out. I did some research on this. It's like, wow, this stuff keeps getting better and better as far as the tech. And, you know, with our climate, guys, with all this weather and rain, and then we get snow, and then in the summer we get heat, you know, we get hit, the exterior stuff. So it's nice to have these kind of products that you guys sell. And so far, Resista is less expensive than Ipe, which is also good on your pocketbook. All right, let's go into the bamboo products. One of the things, guys, you have heard, and I know a lot of you probably use bamboo flooring, and for good reason. It's farmed. It's sustainable. Bamboo can grow to a full, I don't know what they call it, stalk or tree within like 5 to 7 years. So it grows fast. Ipe is a little denser. It takes about 13 to 15 years to grow into a full tree. they do have farm bupe, so it's not like you're, you know, taking it out of the rainforest. But bamboo is a really good way to go if done right with the right technology. So let's talk first. Brian, tell me a little bit about this Zomotech, this composite bamboo cellulose decking.
Well, the the bamboo Zomotech product, it uses a bamboo substrate and some recycled plastic in it. Okay. So it's not completely bamboo. They do a little bit different of a process. There's different types of bamboo decking. You know, there's a laminated bamboo, there's a woven strand, and then there's a fused bamboo. Those are the most common ones out there right now. Zomotech is a very good medium to higher end decking.
How does it compare to like this resistant we were talking about? It's lower in cost?
Yeah, it averages about $6.50 a
square foot. Oh, wow, that's quite a bit less. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's really your economical choice for products of this nature.
Okay. If you just joined us, too, this is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio, 97.3 FM, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. Okay, so this is less expensive than Resista. The other thing, now, you mentioned about recycled plastic. One the plastic that I saw on the website, it's called HD. PE, which is high density polyethylene. I know this because I used to be a plastics engineer, but this stuff is like super durable, HDPE, and if it's recycled, hey, that's good. Good lower carbon footprint, you know, being eco-friendly, that's cool. You guys carry that. But I guess that's what gives the HDPE, the polyethylene, is what gives this stuff stability and the strength and the durability, I would imagine. Do you know, Stacy, like the percentages of like the bamboo versus HDPE, or is it?
The bamboo cellulose in this is the highest percentage.
Okay.
And then the HDP, and there's a mill decide that's about 4% in there.
Okay, got it. And then this one here, so what's the process of the bamboo cellulose? Because I know they have to do something to the bamboo, because again, we got this starch and sugar thing, right? So what do they do there, Stacy, to stabilize the bamboo?
I think it's an extrusion and heat method that combines the plastic with the cellulose.
Okay, so basically they're heating up the cellulose to remove the starch and sugar just to have the bamboo cellulose wall. And the reason why they do that, guys, is because anytime we talk about this, this is why they don't have drywall, that they have all the green stuff now that's inorganic. Because anytime you have moisture or food, like sugar and starch, that is causes fungal growth, and that attacks the deck and it will degrade it. So this is why they're doing this, is they're taking all that out so there's no way the fungus can grow to attack and degrade the decking. That's really cool. Okay, so we have a lower cost. Now, what about on this one? Is it pre-stained, or what does that happen on that one?
It has five colors.
So five choices of colors.
And it's a through body material.
Oh, it is. So it's built in into the pigmentation.
All the way through.
So as far as you don't have to do anything after you, other than clean it up from maybe.
Okay. Yeah. And if you, it's broom finished texture on one side, it's grooved on the other side.
So you could do either way.
You could flip it, do it either way. We found European design mostly over there. Everything's installed on the grooved side. Here we tend to be more smooth. It's really an aesthetic thing. They're both have high traction. Yeah.
But I mean, the good news is, unlike cedar, even if you did the grooved, you're not going to, if you walk around on your bare feet, you're not going to get splinters or
because
it's all a resin.
And if you scratch it, you can just use a wire brush in the same direction as the grain of the product.
Okay.
And because it's colored all the way through.
Yeah, because it's colored all the way through too, it does make a difference with longevity. And keeping that color true from its original state.
So, Brian, how is that? No, I can't remember if I asked you this, but I want to ask because it's important. So if it's pigmented all the way through, how about UV resistance?
Yeah, it holds up very well. They've done a lot of studies. And if you go on their website as well, you'll see the comparisons against Ipe and other hardwoods.
Yeah, I saw that. It's pretty cool because they showed the Ipe kind of all weathered, and then they showed this stuff, and it's like, I couldn't tell. There's a slight shade, but I mean, you have to be really good at like color theory and all that stuff. So, but it was good. I was like impressed. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, this one, the other thing too, guys, that'd be to know is with the HDPE, it's resistance to acids and bases and alcohol. So, like, if you happen to spill something that's very acidic on the deck, it's not going to cause any issues that way. All right, we come back. I am going to ask Stacy about the cost structure of this and kind of the warranty, and then we'll move into Daso, which is another really cool bamboo product that I'm going to talk to Brian and Stacy about. Give them a call, 425-392-3631. With that, I'm Pete. Car 97.3 FM, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. All right, we are back. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio, 97.3 FM, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. We're having a really good discussion here with Stacy Kovats and Brian Cross of Issaquah Cedar and Lumber about specialty materials, things that you can use outdoors especially that really are superior, in my opinion, to Ipe, which I've installed for years and years. I love that wood. But now that we have technology with some of these different materials we talked to, if you're just coming in, make sure you go to mynorthwest.com/homematters. This podcast is up there in perpetuity as well as all the other ones you should listen to learn about what Issaquah Cedar and Lumber does. Best thing, though, is if you really want to see the experience, is just go out and visit them. This is one of these ones you're just not going to, by going to their website at cedarexperts.com, you're not going to get the flavor and really what these guys do. You guys have some pre-built stuff out there as well, right? Showing some demos and you know, garden things. And I mean, it's just I've that's why I'm going out on Thursday. I'm going to check this out. It looks like a cool, like fun playground.
Well, and we're in the process of building all our spring displays, garden beds and arbor structures.
Yeah, that's the neat stuff. I've done shows, you know, in the past with Cisco about all that stuff. And, you know, it is a big deal. This time of year, when we get better weather, people want to get out, they want to do their gardening. You guys have all the materials to, you know, build the beds, do all that stuff, which is neat. So check them out, 5728 East Lake Sammamish Parkway Southeast. That's near Costco. It's 5728 East Lake Sammamish Parkway Southeast. If you grab a pen and paper, because I'm going to mention their address one more time before we wrap the show down, so you come out and see them. If you want to give them a call, it's 425-392-3631. That's 425-392-3631. And ask for Stacy or Brian. They'll answer the phone. Got it? They're shaking their head, yeah.
Yeah, we answer the phone.
All right. Okay, let's get back into our discussion here. We talked about Resista, the rice husk. We talked about Zomatec, which is the cellulose decking that is very, very good. It has the HDPE. It is about, sounds like from what you said, Stacy, about half the cost per square foot as Resista. It also has the color throughout, so you don't have to do maintenance and staining, which I think that's really, really cool. And because it's hollow core, it's lighter structure on your deck as well. Let's get into the next one with Daso. This one is a fused bamboo. So, Brian, tell me about what is a fused bamboo?
Yeah, so Pete, we were talking about this earlier. There's a few different types of bamboo decking out there.
Okay.
Now, the fused bamboo that Daso presents is thermally modified. So this is going to take out the starches and the sugars, and it's going to make it more dense. And they do it not once, but twice.
Oh, really?
Which makes it even harder.
Okay. So they're really making sure that none of that food is in there. And I guess, you know, it's interesting now that I think about it from an engineering perspective. I wonder what it's probably doing, just like metal gets annealed. It goes through that heating process where it's almost annealed to make it even stronger, more durable, denser, harder. Is that kind of what you're poking
at? That's right, yeah. And from what I understand as well, it actually rates harder on the Jenka scale than Ipe.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Because that's, Ipe is way up there. Okay, that's good to know. What Brian was just talking, the Jenka scale, it's either Brunel or Jenka, it measures the actual hardness. So, like, let's, for example, like, here's a real-life thing. Let's say you got Kaletsi and you had a plate of food on a porcelain plate and you dropped it on the deck. That hardness is going to prevent that deck from getting a ding in it, right? The plate will bounce off. So that's really cool. Stacy, what can we use Daso on? What are the applications?
Daso can be used as decking.
Okay.
It can also be used as a tongue and groove porch flooring, siding.
Okay. Is it all tongue and groove? The, every piece?
Very similar to the Resista and the Zomtec and to Ipe. These are slotted on the sides to receive hidden fastener systems.
Okay.
The Dasa also comes in siding. There are a couple different profiles.
Yeah, I was
going to
ask, because I saw that up there, and it looked beautiful.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, I mean, I would put that on my house. How do they fasten it for siding? I can see like...
For siding, it's a shiplap type pattern or a rain screen.
Okay.
We've talked about our milling processes. Yeah. We have the ability to take the Dasa in blanks and mill it into a profile.
You know, I never thought about that. That is really... That's huge,
it's great,
right? Because you can make any profile
you want. We can make any profile that way.
Yeah. Okay. So... That's like super important, you guys, especially for a lot of you that this is an investment. What's the Dasa? What does that cost per square?
In decking, if we're just going to be comparing apples to apples, the decking runs about $970 a square foot.
That's not that bad. Yeah.
And it's much like Ipe. The coloration in it is dark. If you oil it, it keeps its color. If you don't oil it, it's going to do the same thing as Ipe and just silver out.
Okay. So you do have some maintenance that you got to...
You have that maintenance, or actually just an option, much like Ipe. You know, some people want the aesthetic of it graying out.
Yeah.
It's also very easy to install. They come in 6-foot lengths, and they're end matched.
What does that mean, Brian?
It has a tongue on one end and a groove on the other.
Okay. So basically, it kind of, because it has a tongue and groove, then the butt, is it a butt fit?
Yes.
So the tongue and groove goes in the butt fit.
Correct.
So then you have a very tight seam, is what you're saying.
And you don't have to break on
a joist.
Yeah,
you don't have to have a gap because it's stable, right? So it's not going to do a lot of expansion.
But you can span that break in between your joists.
Yeah.
You don't have to end on
right
a joist.
Right at the joist? Uh-uh. Really?
Nope.
And it's structurally good. Okay, that's another biggie. So these are things. So some of the stuff, just to recap, some of the big things that were talked about here is the fact that if you want something custom for your home, and a lot of you guys do, especially like if it's a siding, you can use this material. It's very cost effective when you compare it to other materials, but they can do custom profiling. So that's huge. That's really, really cool. All right. And also the other thing I want to talk to you guys about, one of the things too is this is all three of these are Class A fire rated. So can you speak to that a little bit, Stacy, what Class A means?
Class A, we're seeing more and more of that in this region, not just in areas where fire sprinklers are required because of the ability for trucks to access them. But as we're seeing more and more wildfires or forest fires crop up, jurisdictions are requiring fire rating.
Which is that Class A is the highest rating for B and C.
So it's like, in our area, Clay Ellum, parts of Eastern Washington, California, much of California requires Class A on any wood type product.
Okay. Guys, I'll tell you, there's one other one you can ask Brian or Stacy about. It's called Thermary, and they can go through that with you. But these three, just impressive compared to Ipe. And guys, thank you for the education on this. I really appreciate it. Brian, it was nice to have you on the show, man.
Thank you.
I hope you come back.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Stacy, as always, really, really nice,
nice to see
have
you.
Pete. Yeah. So guys, check them out. You want to go down to 5728 East Lake Sammamish Parkway Southeast near Costco. That's Issaquah Cedar and Lumber, or give them a call at 425-392-3631. With that, I'm Pete, Home Matters, Cairo 97.3 FM, Seattle's News.